Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe it.
You boys in line.
Thank you very much, Autonomous Robot Voice. We are back. It is In This League. I am Welsh. That is Bogman. I swear to God, I was about to say I am Bogman. I was just about
you
to say.
You are Bogman.
I was going to be like Negan. Like, we're all Bogman. We're all Negan. We are all Negan. Did you know that the Walking Dead comic book series just abruptly ended?
Well, what happened?
I don't know. I have no idea. I want to find out. So they have these, dang, I always forget the word. I'm horrible. It's like a compendium. Does that sound like a word?
Nope.
It doesn't sound like a word?
Mm-mm.
All right, let me look. I have a, people didn't know this, Bogman.
I mean, it might be a word. I'm not a genius, so maybe it's just a word I don't know, but I've never heard of compendium.
You're a guy that uses horse shampoo, so you are
right
about that.
Yeah, I use horse shampoo. What are you asking me for?
I think it is called compendium. Let me look here. It is. Ooh, look at me.
It sounds like a made-up word. Like, is that in the dictionary?
It totally is like a made-up
word. Is that a comic book word?
I think it is. So the compendium is, apparently, it's just like the graphic novel, quote, graphic novels, where it's just a collection of comic books that make a book. So the Walking Dead comic book series, it ended at issue 193. And by the way, I hope that's not a spoiler to anybody. I don't know if that could be or whatever it is, but it's like been big news for everything.
And if it is, too bad.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what happened. I'm just telling you, issue 193, it's done. So online, you can buy the compendiums, which is like, you know, whatever book. This through that, and then
how could it just randomly end though?
Well, okay, but I think that was supposed to be the shocker. So
did
here's
the guy
how
die?
I don't know. I don't know what happens. So there's four compendiums. There's, you know, like compendium 3 is issue 97 through 144. Compendium 4 is 145 through 192.
And that this sounds like you're trying to sell me a timeshare. Like if you buy one condependium, it's
condependium.
Is it rib for your protection? $1,100 a year, and you get 3 weeks.
I'd like a 3-pack of compendiums, and make sure it's a pleasure for him. Pleasure for him. She's fine. Just give me them compendiums.
Give me some compendiums and some lube, boy.
But this October, the fourth compendium comes out, and it was issue up to 192. And then, like, a couple weeks ago, it just dropped, and they're like, shocker, it ended. You hurt my voice there.
No.
Shocker, it ended at 193. And I don't know why. Oh, yeah, because I said Negan. That's why, because he's in the comic book. And it just ends. So I want to read these, but I just haven't purchased them yet. But we did have a listener who was like, oh, I've got compendiums 1 through 2 and I can get it to you. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I got to get it back from another guy. And I'm like, I'll never see those. I'll never read those. So if you want, you can buy me a fedora. And then if you want, you can get me the Walking Dead compendiums because I want to catch up with the entire series.
Yeah, don't buy him a fedora. So,
but a Walking Dead season 10 is about
to start. And if you do, make sure it's like pink and green or whatever he said. But
I would like a checkered one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Something's going on with my voice. I can't do the Peaky Blinders.
Are you dying? Are you going to make it? Should I just cover you here and keep talking over you while you're taking a sip of water? Or even better yet, people noticed the marked change in your attitude from the latest Mach 5.0 when you went from emo, cut yourself, Welsh, to happy, I'm really glad Bogman hates his team, Welsh, when you had some Maker's Mark. So after Reichel Armstead got drafted, you were very happy.
That was such a great moment in our last mock draft. Yeah, I know. I mean, I hated everything, and I don't remember what the context was. I did take a shot.
This sucks. The world is pain. my team is pain.
Everything is black.
My name is Night Pain. So I started dropping
my name is
in.
Night Pain.
I start dropping in Nine Inch Nails and stabbing Westward music for whenever you would make just the most depressing comment.
I think I did say, though, that the Maker's Mark took the edge off a little bit. And then we had this joke about Reichwell Armstead, and it happened, and it was just, it's just one of those unbelievable moments. Like, when we podcast and these things happen, it's just so wonderful. It really is. But to back to what you were saying, like, am I dying? If I was, I would tell you this. I could not be more disappointed, because there's something that I truly think, if I were to have, like, leave this existence in this plane, that I didn't need to experience or see. And that is the movie trailer for Cats.
By the way, I finally saw the one that you said looks like me. And who's the actress?
I did not say.
The old lady actress that looks like me?
I did not say. I said it. A listener.
Judi Dench or somebody?
He screenshotted it and said, this looks exactly like Bogman. And he put it under my tweet.
Great.
I don't know who
that is. Yeah, it's Judi Dench.
Who is that?
Well, look her up. She's the lady that played Q in the 007 movies.
Oh, God, the old lady?
Yes.
That's old Bogman. Go put Philip Lindsay's hair on her with a beard, and it's Bogman.
By the way, I'm not going to ever do the old person filter thing. Did you see all that stuff?
1,000%. I will be honest.
I'm sure you saw it, but did you see, like, that it's a Russian bot that owns the thing?
So,
and in all of the little subtitles in the agreement, like, say that we will sell your information to all these sites.
So I downloaded it.
Of course you did.
And
you
I idiot. Did a couple pictures. They were the most offensive old person pictures I've ever. I looked at them and I was
good. They all look like they're about to die.
Plenty
That's
of people.
Point.
Plenty of people look fine. Plenty of people, you're like, oh, that's age well. Mine was horrific. And I was like, this is horrible. And then 5 minutes later, I saw they're like, you know, this is Russian. And I deleted the app, but I was just like, it's too late. They probably they have
it. Now I'm getting weird phone calls from all these different numbers.
Yeah, but I mean, they like, it didn't just, all the info didn't just come over. They got to go and they have to extract it, don't they? I'm okay. I immediately got rid of it.
I don't know. Maybe they did in 5 seconds. I have no clue.
We are the dumbest generation. I mean, we are so stupid.
Well, it's just because anything that you sign up for has a 95-page user agreement, and nobody looks at that.
I'm telling you, if people don't know, if you don't have a great product and some money behind it and you can't figure out how to market it, you're a dumbass. All you need to do, any product or app, just get a developer to create an app, and it'll be like, here, we're going to put Bogman's crazy hair on you. Everyone will download it. Everyone will share it for a day, and you've stolen everybody's information. And then you rig elections.
And then you rig elections.
That's how it works. Everybody turns old, and they rig elections. And it was all done through social media in the App Store, the Apple App Store.
Just so you can look like, I mean, do you really need to look at a, just look at a picture of your old grandma or grandpa? Like, that's what you're going to look like, all right?
I actually,
except
I gotta
for
be
from this
you.
Generation, probably fatter.
I actually kind of look like my grandfather. He's passed away and stuff like that. But I look like a much worse version of my grandfather. And I was like, well, this sucks. You want to know what? That's the way that cats can save themselves. That movie is the most horrifying trailer I've ever seen of a movie. It looks like a horror
people
movie.
In it too.
Taylor Swift is the lead. I didn't know that was Taylor Swift.
I don't think she's the lead. I think she's just in it.
Okay, well, whatever. She's a cat. She's a cat in the movie.
Idris
she's one
Elba
of the cats.
Is going to be the bad guy cat.
The bad cat.
Wasn't he also the bad cat in
Doesn't
the
go in
Jungle
the litter box?
Right, know. Yeah. Takes a dump in your pile of clothes right before you watch.
Exactly. But, like, here's how cats save themselves. They do a face swap app where everyone gets to turn into a cat.
Oh, they get to look like a cat.
Yep. Because
haven't other sites already done that, though?
No, but they got it. Here's the deal. They need to do this immediately because I haven't laughed as hard. The last time I laughed this hard was thinking about you doing What About You? I haven't laughed as hard that I can remember than looking at the comment thread on the official trailer for Cats.
I saw someone said, this makes me hate my cat.
Yeah, someone said, this movie is making me hate my own cat. The comments were so funny. This movie is getting destroyed. Then there's the people, and I feel bad for these people. The people that, like, are so butthurt that they're like, oh, you guys just don't understand cats. And like, let me school you on it. Like, no, please don't. I don't need to understand your play, Cats, and justifying this horrific looking movie. The way they save it, though, they turn it on everybody and they do a face swap app. So everybody, now you can't just look like, oh, I got little, you know, oh, look at me with my powder face and my big eyes and my little kitty cat top like Instagram will do. They need to do horrific looking cats, just like in this movie. Everyone can face swap and look like a horrific character from this movie. Everyone will do it. And then they can steal everyone's information, rig the election, and, you know, sell people tickets.
All right. Well, there you go. And there,
that's free
this
marketing.
Has been your business plan by the Welsh.
If I'm telling you right now, you are going to see a cat's face swap in the next 2 weeks, and it's going to be a genius move. It will be such a genius move because they'll turn everyone's horror and laughter at this thing, and every idiot is going to download it and want to see what stupid cat they look like.
Isn't it just going to pick them random cats from the thing?
No, but they take the same technology. Call the Russians, say, how did you do the old people thing? And then it'll like it'll make people look like their own unique cats from Cats.
So wait, here I go. I'm going to call the Russians. Ring, 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 ring. Yellow. I'm dialing the Russians.
Yellow.
Okay. We got to get this cat thing underway here. So you guys are going to rig all the stuff and make people's faces into cats now. Is that good?
Yes. We do this. We do this for you.
What a complicated character that is, the Russian man.
It's
very good.
It's one of my best impressions.
I think so, too, because he says four words. Yes.
Mother Russia will be very happy.
We do this.
We do this. We do this for you.
For Mother Russia.
Yeah. You were the right president in the cabinet. We make everyone look like cats.
I don't know if any of that's true.
What are we doing?
No one get offended. I'm just being silly here because I don't know. That trailer was, somebody in the AMA asked me, they're like, hey, a bunch of trailers just dropped. The new Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Yeah.
The Top Gun 2, It 2, and Cats. What's the order you'll see? And I was like, I'm not going to even justify talking about Cats here.
Jay and Silent Bob and none of the rest of them.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think Jay and Silent Bob's going to be a really bad movie. I'm going to watch it.
I don't say that.
Every cameo on the planet's going to be there. I think it's going to be a celebration of Jay and Silent Bob. That's all it's going to be.
You know, fine. I'm okay with that.
No, yeah, no, it's
one
fine.
Of them can be bad. That's fine.
I'm telling you, the movie's not going to be good, but we'll have fun. That's what it's to be a celebration. Every cameo on the planet, they did the Shannon Elizabeth. Hey, look at the baby.
Well, was Jay and Silent Bob good?
No, it wasn't
Jay
that good.
Silent Bob Strike Back. Yeah, so it's probably going to run right in the same area,
I think,
right?
It'll be a little bit worse. But the problem is like, Dogma's a great movie.
Yeah, it is.
Mallrats is a amazing movie. Bob is not.
Both of them are really great. That kid is back on the escalator again.
Top Gun looked incredible. I don't even like the old Top Guns.
Really? I think there's only one, right?
Yeah, I didn't mean to pluralize it. I didn't like the original. Not that I didn't like it. I didn't care about it. I've seen it once in my life.
Sounds like blasphemy.
It just had no impact on me whatsoever. Like, oh, Maverick. Oh, this Val Kilmer dies. You know, like, I don't care about any of that stuff. All right, I'm playing. The trailer looks amazing. And Ed Harris is in it. Pfft, give me a break. I love Ed Harris.
Is Cruise in this one?
Yeah, he's the character. Did you watch the trailer? You didn't watch the trailer.
No, I didn't.
Looks amazing.
Huh.
They're all like, you should be a 5-star general. You should be the most important person in the military.
I want the truth.
Yeah. Why aren't you doing anything like that?
Nick Cage the only commenter on these movies? So
oh my God.
Aren't you doing a Nick Cage voice right there?
I wish Nick Cage. I wasn't, but like I wish he would be in there. But no, the trailer was incredible. I'm all in. I'm not gonna see it in the theater, but I'll watch it like Redbox. But I'm like all in. I'm excited. And Jay and Silent Bob's the only one I'd probably go to the theater to watch. And you won't watch it because it's scary.
I mean, I've never been into those movies either. So,
did you see the first one?
No, I didn't.
Did you
see
the original with Tim Curry?
No. I haven't seen any of them.
Really? You will you rent it tonight at midnight?
No. Won't.
No?
Nope.
All right. You sure?
I like those movies. They're just not that good. So I'll read the book or listen to the book. You want
to
buy it for me?
You won't read the book. You'll listen to it.
No, you want to buy me the audiobook? I'll listen to it.
I'm not sure the audiobook of It would be good. It would just be like silence, and they'll be like,
balloon is floating.
And then it'll be like, And that's the book.
That's already creepy. Maybe you should read it.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe
I'll do a Russian voice.
But the audio voice. Yeah. Hello, little child. Would you like balloon?
I do a lot of voices. I do a Russian. I do the hormone monster, which I'm actually having difficulties doing today.
Yeah.
I do meat.
If you tried doing that, you would just die.
Well, hell there, kids. You guys want a red balloon? I'm it. That's it.
Hey, Fryman.
Hey.
What are you doing here saying how I didn't invite you and I don't like you?
Will you, okay, here's a quick question. How much would it take you to see all cats?
Well, there's no way it's worse than John Wick, so the same thing. Like, I'll go see it with only if you also go.
They can't afford me. I even said it. I was like, I don't want to be offensive because I know some people like they don't understand the bits we do sometimes where it's like no one needs to do anything. And like if we say like, oh, you'd have to pay me, someone would be like, oh my God, what? You'd have to pay me to go see that. And it would not be $20.
I would only go see it if you were sitting next to me because I know the only person in the theater that would be as disappointed as me would be you.
Someone would have to buy me. I know.
A car.
Maybe. I might be as cheap as someone getting me the Walking Dead compendiums, and I do want...
Go buy him some Magnum compendiums, and he'll be good.
Definitely. And
By the way, you know Magnums are just like regular size, right?
No.
I've never bought one, Bogman,
so I wouldn't know.
So many guys started buying them. They had to just make them normal size. So that's just a brand now.
But you know people, can I have a Magnum? And you're like, you sure? But here's what I want. I want Ultimate Alliance 3, the Black Order that just came out on Nintendo Switch. And I want it today.
So you want a video game.
I want a video game.
But you understand that if you buy the video game, then you have to pay your own way in to see the movie.
No, and the tickets have to be bought with all the
food. See, you got to put the parameters on it correctly.
Yeah, we'll set up the parameters. And we will actually talk sports. We got some more football. Actually, Bogman's got a really interesting article I want to hit. There's a bunch of other news. And Miles Sanders.
We talked about cats for this.
We did talk about cats, but we did a good job at it. Miles Sanders truthers are shaking in their boots because of Darren Sproles. Who would have thought? So we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more and maybe more cats and alliances and things you can buy me when we come back right here in the sleep.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! All right, so I want Ultimate Alliance 3, Walking Dead compendiums, my ticket, food, and $20.
Doesn't sound unreasonable at all.
I'm just trying to set the stage.
Ticket, food, and $20. So it's the price of the meal plus the ticket plus a video game and $20 on top.
I would probably settle for the video game, the tickets purchased, and my food covered.
Double that, but instead of the video game, it's 6 months of Evil Angel.
Ooh.
And I'll be good.
Double that? No, you don't get double what I... No, absolutely not. No,
I'm not saying double that. I'm saying...
Oh, also, you want 6 months of Evil Angel, your ticket covered.
Yeah, and $20.
And it has to happen today.
Right. It has to happen.
It has to happen. Today. What is it? Saturday? Let's get the date.
The 20th.
Saturday the 20th. That all has to happen or everything doubles. Every day, everything doubles.
What? Yeah, I think you're taking your saw bit a little bit too far.
I don't want to see this. I'm being genuinely serious. Like, I'm comfortable sitting on here and saying something unreasonable. Because some people maybe not involved in our whole universe. We also do movie previews, and we do two a month, which actually we have Spider-Man. Very funny, the conversation we were just having off air of the Spider-Man gifts you were telling me to look at. That we have Spider-Man Far From Home review that's coming up this week. and we did John Wick, and we've got two that have to happen next month. We haven't even talked about it or figured out what it is. I don't want to waste my time seeing Cats. It would be the worst experience. I would have to be so drunk. I don't think I could do it. I don't want to do it. I genuinely, like, you didn't want to do John Wick. I don't want to do the Cats movie times 1,000 of your John Wick. So it has to be unreasonable, and it has to happen today. Otherwise, it's out. Because I also want to play Marvel Alliance 3. I want to take the Switch from my son when he's trying to play, and I'll be like, no. It's dad's
turn. No, you need to learn a lesson about impulse control, and you can't play this. Meanwhile, you take it, and there's no impulse control from you at all.
Did I ever tell you about that time I stayed up till 6 a.m. playing Metal Gear Solid with your Uncle Bogman? Yep, that happened. But your 2 hours are up. Actually, the Switch allows you to like put a time limit so the system shuts off on your kid.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I like that.
My wife will do that to me. I'm like, hold on, I'm Wolverine. I got to kill the Black Order. And it's just like, stop it. Stop it. But I really want
to
play that.
I never take that stuff in consideration, how much stuff that you have to do to like child-proof your house. Like you probably have to put all those filters on the internet and on your TV and all that stuff. Because every time it pops up on mine, it's like, would you like to try, children only filters? I'm like, no.
We've had like my one son is just about to turn 7. And he's not privy to, like, the internet. He knows his way around. And he is on YouTube, though. And I have to monitor that. But he's watched so many of these, like, kid, it's like the Share family and the FGTV, that it's all that's on his YouTube. The problem is sometimes the commercials that come on, like, dude, I swear to God, there's a menopause commercial that comes on in the middle of the videos. And I'm like, can we stop this? Like, do you guys need to advertise while someone's playing Super Mario about menopause? My son doesn't need this. But like, we had it the other day. We were watching one of these videos where people are playing video games. That's all that it is. And like, it's this dad, and he's the Dundee or whatever his stupid name is. And he's got his kid, his like 3-year-old kid playing video games. And the game's got like a machine gun, and he's like, oh, hey, there's a woman, and shoots her in blood. And my kid's like, whoa. And I'm like, turn this off. I'm like, go back to watching like cute, nice little
things. Here's me and my 4-year-old. We're going to be reviewing Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yeah, that's like what this guy was doing. They're like, oh, this is so funny. We're murdering people. And I was like, no, it's a little too much.
We shot this lady in the head. Now we're going to go beat up some hookers. So follow us while we show you how to do this.
Yeah.
No child filter on this at all.
Hey, buddy, watch. So I'm going to go to the strip club. This is going to be great. But my kid
Speaking
did want
filters. Did you see that GIF I just sent you?
No, did you?
Do not describe it.
Did you text it to me?
No, I put it on the Skype chat. So.
Oh, did it come through? Is this have to do with the very specific Spider-Man thing we were talking about?
Yep. So look at it, and then I just want to hear you laugh during the show.
And then we're going to talk about football, I swear.
There is no world where you can describe what's going on that GIF. So
I like the .com.
Speaking of filters, so.
This is opening up in It's not Chrome. It's opening up in stupid.
Well, that's because that's what your Skype settings are set to. Yeah.
Oh, I did see that it's Toby. Let's see. So it's Toby Maguire.
Don't describe it. My God.
Shoots the web out of his hand, and then they definitely cut a different scene in of what happens to somebody when the web gets near. And it's not web anymore. And that's a great gift. This is a fantastic. This is the best GIF I've actually ever seen. And all of the videos that play around it, because there can only be one. Very basic. We were having a fun Spider-Man conversation ahead of time. Maybe that'll be the next movie review. We'll do that parody video
that
we're talking
movie?
About.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it, so.
Yeah. All right, well, we can come back to all those things that people can bribe us with. But let's talk about some football. And one of the other funny, I mean, not that anything we've talked about has been funny or entertaining probably to anybody, but the funny one I did find was the Darren Sproles stuff that happened on Friday. And I think I thought it had already happened. I thought Sproles was already locked back in, but the Eagles re-signed Darren Sproles to a 1-year deal, and everybody came out the woodworks to absolutely crap on Miles Sanders. Ugh, they like Miles Sanders so much. Why is Darren Sproles there? And then GIFs, oh, here's all the Eagles running backs vying for time. Ugh, here goes Miles Sanders' value. I mean, Miles Sanders is going to plummet in value because Darren Sproles signed a 1-year contract. All right.
Yeah. Okay. But
okay.
Well, real quick, Does this concern you at all for Miles Sanders that the Eagles felt the need to go re-sign Darren Sproles? Or do you think this is a Sproles has been with us so long, we're just going to do him the courtesy of trying to let him make this team out of camp?
I think there's this has always been there. I think what I actually might say is they have a bigger concern maybe about the depth. Maybe it's long-term depth with, you know, playmaking ability. Maybe this speaks more to Corey Clement and Josh Adams. Maybe these guys are gone. Maybe they say, we like Miles Sanders in that role. I've always said there's a question mark with that Philly running back situation. Everyone hates Jordan Howard. Some people love. Everyone loves Miles Sanders. Some people hate. I like Miles Sanders outside of RB2 cost. I'm willing to take the risk on a talented back by that standard. So I have no problem. I think I have him at 28, 29. That's fine. It's always going to be an issue. I don't trust that back in the Eagles' backfield for the first couple weeks because they're going to be nuts with it. The Darren Sproles thing to me, I think, was more about long-term playmaking ability and depth at the position. And it says to me more about the other guys than it does Miles Sanders, because I don't think Miles Sanders is going to be a workhorse. And anybody that thought that by them trading for Jordan Howard and doing this signing, I think is kind of silly.
Okay, but do you think that because I feel like Miles Sanders at the back half of the year is going to be the lead back. Now, there's plenty of people that don't think that. So you think that. Do you think that it is a 50-50 split between Howard and Sanders, like somewhere mid-season it breaks towards Sanders? Or do you think this is a, look, Howard's going to be the guy for the first 4 weeks, second half, or, you know, beyond that, it's Miles Sanders. So it's more of a 75-25 split as far as the main backs go, because we all know it's going to be like a, you know, 55-30 and then – whatever out 20%, 25%, 15%, whatever that is, 15%. Now that I'm doing math
what
right
because
I'm
you
dumb.
Talking about right
it's
now?
15% is everybody else. It's the Josh Adams, Corey Clements, and whoever makes the team.
Yeah,
right?
I kind of think it's more in the like 40-40 to the two guys, the Howard and the Miles Sanders, and there's another 15-20% that's
so
out
that's
there for,
still an even split between Howard and Sanders, though.
Yeah, I think that's early on. I think by the time we get to midseason, I think you're going to see a more prominent Miles Sanders, though there is a case study out there that we ignore. Go look at what happened with Ronald Jones and Rashad Penny. First round backs, right. No doubt. Look at the situation they're in. Losers like Peyton Barber and Chris Carson. They're not going to do anything. Don't worry about it. Blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden they're effective. And there's some question marks on the rookies. I don't think that's ridiculous or silly to think that could happen with Jordan Howard. I wouldn't put that past this team whatsoever. The problem is they're just a volume running back house. They just churn running backs out. So I think there's always opportunity in Philly, but it could go for weeks on one side. And that's what makes Miles Sanders a question mark. And you want to pair him with two solid guys. I wouldn't want Miles Sanders as my RB2. I would feel really uncomfortable about that. But as a flex, why not? Take the risk. Back half of the year, it could pay off.
And a 16 man, is Miles Sanders okay as your second?
Ugh. How I draft? No, it's not.
So I think that, I mean, that just leads towards you're just not safe. You don't feel safe about Miles Sanders at all. Then.
It's not a safe space.
I mean, Ronald Jones was a second round pick last year, just like you mentioned, and he didn't make it work. So
yeah.
And Doug Peterson isn't going anywhere. That's like, to be honest, that's the only upside I feel like there is with Miles Sanders is, if he doesn't get it rolling this year, I don't know if he's ever going to get it rolling. So I feel like they're going to give him the opportunity at some point.
You think this is the only year for Miles Sanders?
No, I don't think this is the only year, but I do think that this is somewhat of a make or break year, because I think if Miles Sanders can impress, he is going to be used more than Doug Peterson has traditionally used one running back. But if he comes in and he's just kind of okay, then all right, we're going to be back to next year. All right, here's our between the 20s guy is Miles Sanders. Our third down back is Clement or whoever it is. And our goal line back is Jordan Howard. And it's going to be split up and screwy. Like, I think that he needs to make his impression this year because of what Doug Peterson has traditionally done with the running back.
Well, and that's where I'm kind of going with this also, though, is that, like, this offense allows that, you know, with go take Tampa Bay, the opportunity wasn't there. What Philly does is they just churn out multiple backs. They like, it's like essentially what the 49ers are doing with multiple backs. So even if he struggles in the first half, he's going to continuously get his opportunity. The question is he going to be able to run away with it? And the bigger question is, are they going to want Miles Sanders to have the whole thing? As a rookie running back, they may not want to put the wear and tear on because Jordan Howard might be better in a similar shorter-ish role. I genuinely think in my heart of hearts, my Bart of Barts Bogman, if you will, that Jordan Howard is going to be some part of this offense all year. And I think he's going to take carries away. And I think Miles Sanders is a guy that doesn't touch 20 carries this year. I think he's the 15 to 17 on maximum carries, and Jordan Howard is getting in there for 6, 7, 8, and Darren Sproles is going to be in there for a couple.
I don't think anybody gets to 20 carries this year. If I had to pick one, it would be Miles Sanders. But I don't know that anybody gets to 20 carries because of – and that's why Miles Sanders needs to be knocked down a little bit more. There are people that are serious Miles Sanders truthers. Oh, he's going to – he's going to change the game. That's what you done, pimp. You done changed the game, pimp. That ain't Miles Sanders. I love him, but he's just not going to change what Doug Peterson always does.
You sound like you're out.
I'm a little bit out on Miles Sanders for this year just because of where he was drafted. I just think, like, people put David Montgomery and Miles Sanders next to each other for a long time. I think even on Fantasy Pros, they might have been next to
each
other.
I can pull this up. I've got it.
Let's see.
What do you want to
They're
know?
Not. Montgomery has moved up specifically. I was talking about ranks. What are they in ADP?
They're not that far, actually. ADP, David Montgomery goes as the 26th running back, 50 overall, and Miles Sanders is the 32nd running back, but 76 overall. So,
all right. So in ranking, and I'm looking at a PPR league, it's 23 for Montgomery, 35 for Sanders.
23, 35. Okay, that's pretty significant.
Yeah, that's way more significant than and to be honest, the draft trend is what we need to change. Montgomery needs to go up. Sanders needs to go down a little bit. I don't know that Sanders definitely needs to go down.
Yeah, let me quiz you. Let me quiz you on this real quick.
Montgomery needs to go up.
1,000% Montgomery needs to go up. Tuesday is Hell Week's version of running back ranks, which we're going to be doing over on the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast. So make sure you are subscribed and you catch into it. And you're going to hear us talk about David Montgomery because we're both stands for Montgomery big time. But let me ask you on Miles Sanders to what you just said. I'm going to ask you names and you tell me. First, Miles Sanders or Rashad Penny?
I think Penny's higher.
No, I mean, who do you want?
Oh, who do I want?
Yes.
I want Sanders.
Okay. Sanders or Jordan Howard?
Sanders. I hate Jordan Howard.
Sanders or Darrell Henderson?
Sanders.
Sanders or LeSean McCoy?
Sanders.
Sanders or Latavius Murray?
Ooh. Sanders.
I've just listed you five running backs that are directly below Miles Sanders, and you want Sanders over every single one of those.
Yeah, I mean, I think the upside is still there, though. Like, we know Murray's a tough one. But Murray is right behind him. Penny could get the job. So I like him, but I'm a Chris Carson guy. So
okay, how about this? Miles Sanders or Tevin Coleman?
Coleman.
Miles Sanders or Lamar Miller?
Oh, I hate Lamar Miller so much. I'm going to take Sanders still.
All right. Sanders or Tariq Cohen?
Cohen.
Sanders or Darius Geis?
Mm.
That's a good one.
I have guys below. I guess I'm more
you want Sanders higher, Boggs.
Yeah. What is he at right now? 32.
Because Lamar Miller is above him. Tevin Coleman is above him. Tariq Cohen's above him. And Darius Geis. Those are all above.
I have him higher, but not much higher. So I do have him higher than that. But I think that Pete. I guess the ADP is fine then on him, and that's what I said with ADP. I think that probably doesn't need to move, but his ranking is further down there. I don't know. I think Montgomery I'm going to have just well above, and I have Montgomery
too.
Over every single one of those guys you just mentioned.
Me too.
All of them.
Oh, 100%. No. I have him over Morgan. I have him higher than Fantasy Pros, and that's what we'll end up talking about.
Right, right, exactly. We actually have him ranked the exact same if I'm looking at the right sheet. So, Sanders has upside, but I think there are some people, like when ADPs first came out, Montgomery and Sanders were next to each other.
Yeah.
And that's just not what you can have. Like, Montgomery needs to go ahead of Sanders. It's a clear different tier. Even if they are going next to each other, if you get Sanders, you're taking a step down, in my opinion. Because I don't think Mike Davis is anything with the Bears this year. So I'm all on the Montgomery hype train.
Yeah, I mean, you and I are lockstep. Montgomery and Miles Sanders, they're not in the same tier. They don't belong in the same tier. But there is some heavy, heavy overreaction, potentially overreaction, on Miles Sanders. But I think that overreaction depends on what your opening process was with him. If you thought, he's the guy, he's going to get it all, don't worry, Jordan Howard sucks, it's all Miles Sanders, then I think you were already in the wrong spot. And this is
to give our guy Chris Harris credit, that is a crutch argument. You know, that, and that's what everyone says.
Boy, do I hate hearing that.
Second round pick, but that's what happened with Ronald Jones. I think you have to look at the specific situation to not have a crutch argument.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the blind walking in, it is to that point a crutch argument, and that's what made it false. And that's why I'm saying this is actually probably good for those people because it's going to bring you down to earth. I already walked in with questions thinking that Jordan Howard is going to do something this year. I muted some of my thoughts, but I'm still relatively high on him. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up. Bogman and Welsh, we'll be right back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering
smoking.
In this league.
Break it down.
You guys can check us out over on Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. That's where we have got all the ranks that we've been talking about. You actually can get a little early look at what is in store for you for the Ranks Week's episode. And that's where we're going to put all our updates on. We have got the GroupMe rooms. You can hang out with a bunch of your other fellow ITL Army members, people that appreciate the show. Good fun, fantasy culture over there. And there's tons of rooms. And you can actually people lock in and set up new leagues because you get people that take it seriously while also having fun. We got comedy secret shows, movie reviews, AMAs. I got my top 500 prospect list. There's a ton over there. We've created what I believe is massive value. And when you do it, you are supporting us. So go check it out now. Patreon.com/ITL Army.
Got CFF leagues filling up too, the Welsh.
Oh, you so. Doing how many? What are you doing with CFF?
I'm doing an Army League for members that are in the Army and on Patreon, and then I'm doing a Listener League for the ITL podcast as well. So if you have listened the past couple weeks and you're intrigued by some of the CFF, hit me up on the Twitters, in my email, however you want to do it, and ask for a spot, and we will get you all set up.
May I suggest a prize?
Sure. Are you paying for it?
Might, actually. Maybe. Well, we'll figure this out. But...
Whoa!
An autographed bottle of Mane and Tail from Bogman. Oh. Maybe glue a little football on top of it, and Bogman autographs that Mane and Tail horse shampoo, and that's the winner of maybe, I don't know if it's the, I think the Army might appreciate that more than the Listener League, because I actually, great question. I'm be curious, I have no idea what your college football audience is like. What is it like? Because it's not you and me, so it's a different vibe. Just like how my Prospect One show, it's just me and then like guests. It's a different vibe than what we do here. And sometimes people kind of get, I don't know.
Well, you've seen the rabidness on occasion.
Well, I know there's insane people on your college. Right. But is the vibe kind of like similar, or like how does it work? How do your listeners work?
I think you get a half and half. You get the people that college football is their whole life. So they just flat out know more than me. All they do is read every single article that comes out. They worship Bill Connolly, which nothing wrong with that.
Who is that?
Bill Connolly's a huge writer for ESPN.
His daughter,
football.
Jennifer Connolly, or wife? From, was in the Hulk?
S&P Plus rating is he kind of invented that stuff.
You've built these people up to me to sound like the fantasy version of the World of Warcraft guy from South Park.
Sometimes they are like, you know, John Lobb, God bless him. He pronounces names wrong, and there are people that take it as a personal affront to themselves and the entire community because John Lobb won't take the time to pronounce a guy's name right. I've turned it into a game on my show.
Right.
I said, "Look, take a shot. John just got a name wrong." So, you know.
So I bet that's kind of cooled some of the chaos of people wanting to, you know, the lynch mob type of thing.
Right, right, exactly. So, you know, if you insult, we had a problem with we didn't rank Stanley Morgan high enough last season, so people got super pissed off about that. So I would say that they're passionate. You know, there's a lot of passion, but there are people that just flat out know more than me. But I think the people that are wanting to try it appreciate the effort and appreciate someone going through the effort. And the community is growing, and you know, Yahoo offers it now. That, of course, they do what Yahoo does.
What do you
and
have
go
to say about Yahoo? I've heard people get upset when you crap on Yahoo.
They go in half-ass. It's what they always do. That's why there's two Ohtanis instead of one. They only do Power 5, so you have to go on Fantrax to do Power 5 and G5 teams. So to get all 130 teams, you have to go on Fantrax. So that's where I do all my leagues. So,
but are they easily offended? Do they like humor?
No, they like humor. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the people are also the people that will, you know, start drinking beer at 8 a.m. to go watch a game. Like, they want to have fun. They want to enjoy it. So, but, you know, you also get these are the same people that poison the trees at Alabama. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, steal pigs and put them into new states and stuff.
Right, right. All kinds of you get all kinds of passion with CFF. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Very PC. I mean, you're using the word passion a lot, and I know what it means.
Well, I don't want people to burn my house down, so I will say passion instead of crazy. How about that?
The whole just mob out there listening to the hook 'em down horns.
Like, get him with the hair. The guy with the hair. Let's go get him.
Burn that hair. It looks like that Colorado State, Philip Lindsay.
Colorado.
Yes. Ah, damn, I had 50-50 chance. I knew it was
one of them. Yeah, see? Thank you, Lob.
Yeah, sorry. Take a shot. All right, welcome back. ITL Army, college football, all the chaos that ensues. We accept all of it. We are here for the chaos. We are agents of chaos, if you will. Fantasy football, that's what we're talking about. Miles Sanders, are you at all just finishing this up real quick? You started kind of being like, yeah, I think I'm out. Are you in a place where you realize you're actually not out on him?
I guess I'm not out according to draft trends. So that's nice to know. But like you said, tough to have him as a starting running back, as an RB2.
But you don't even have to have him as an RB2, though.
I understand. That's what I'm saying. Oh. Like, you just don't want to get him at that point. And we have big leagues. So we do 16 man leagues the well, so, and I have him ranked, you know, within a RB2 in that sense, within my top 32, but I don't want to go in with him as my RB2 because he is a high risk, high reward player.
Yeah, that's true. Another guy that kind of made some movement in my what is this? Let's see. Albert Breer reports somewhere around the league believe the Bills could cut or trade LeSean McCoy before week one. Who's been saying that, Bogman?
Yeah, that's not news, right? Yeah, well, isn't that like commonly known?
Yeah, I did. I happened to see it on RotoWorld.
No, that's why. To be honest, I read that when, you know, in the pregame process here of doing our show, and I decided not to put it on the sheet because I was like, well, everybody knows that.
Did you see this other nugget though? That Bills GM Brandon Bean feels that McCoy has enough left in the tank for 2019, saying, "I think LeSean can still play. If not." We would have made the decision to move on. That sounds very locked in.
Yeah.
And then literally like three reports later, it's like, yeah, Albert Breer thinks he's done.
But why? Well, what incentive does he have to say anything negative about LeSean McCoy while he's pulling a paycheck off of his own team?
Well, he doesn't care about Avengers then.
What is he going to say? Is he supposed to say that, yeah, we think he sucks, that's why we drafted Singletary. But we'll see if we can rattle out a couple more games out of his old bones until we cut him. Like, how is he supposed to answer that question?
What are you going to do when LeSean McCoy gets cut or traded and is on the Chiefs after I just dropped that knowledge weeks ago?
I mean, I'm going to ask you for lottery numbers is what I'm going to do.
I hope I get some credit for that because that was such a great poll that I've heard no one talking about. And I mean, it's not going to happen, of course, but I don't get that.
I mean, it will be a great poll if it happens, I just don't know, you know, if I did it, I would have done it this way. I just don't.
Buffalo.
Yeah. I don't think that is going. I don't know. Like every day that LeSean McCoy isn't cut, I feel like it's going to be Frank Gore. So, I think one of them is going to go.
Yeah, I think they could get rid of two. I think you can get rid of Yeldon and you could get rid of one of the McCoy or Frank Gore, and you could just go with Singletary.
Yeah, I mean, I would go with, depending on how good he looks, I would go with Singletary and Yeldon.
I like Singletary and Gore, to be honest with you. Gore is just a good support system for Devin Singletary. I think that's the way to go. But
how mad are you going to be when Gore gets cut and signs with the Chiefs?
Oh, I mean, that won't change anything for me.
Going to ruin, like, somehow Damian Williams gets ruined either way in this scenario.
That is true. Damian Williams will just get cucked on every touchdown. It'll be Frank Gore with nine touchdowns and 110 carries.
Gore's going to get cut and sign with the Eagles and screw up everyone.
He'll go to the 49ers. He'll go back home. He'll go back home to the Niners. This is a piece of positive news that is going to affect my ranks when we do this next week. And I feel good about it because I've been not like railing on him, but I've been concerned and you have openly kind of opened up about this as well. But Philip Lindsay was cleared for camp and he's now running with the ones, and he's going to be running with the ones. This is a super positive piece when I still think that the Broncos are wacko and they're going to screw with people. And all of a sudden it's going to be like Royce Freeman named starter. And then, you know, Philip Lindsay will kind of play the Tariq Cohen role. Like, I still think that's a possibility, but the idea that he's healthy and he's good to go, I think regardless, even if he wasn't a Tariq Cohen role, he still has value, and that allows him to not lose a bunch of value because he can be in the passing game if that ends up happening. But I feel much better because the injury stuff had me much, much bigger worried that he was going to miss time in season and then Royce Freeman could run away with it.
Yeah, I mean, and like I had said before, it was every day that he doesn't get in practice, I get a little more worried. And now that he's practicing and not only practicing, but immediately running with the ones, I have no issue with Philip Lindsay. And I moved him up my rankings accordingly. They open up, the Broncos open up camp earlier than anybody else because they have the Hall of Fame game. I think the Falcons are opening up camp fairly early soon too, and Lindsay running with the ones is huge. I mean, it doesn't help us at all with figuring out what wide receiver in Denver is going to end up with the most catches. Like, is Emmanuel Sanders going to be good? Is it going to be Cortland Sutton, who they drafted high? Or a lot of people are on the Deshaun Hamilton train. So
boy, are they Deshaun Hamilton? Like, I feel like people want to take Hamilton over Sanders and Sutton combined, which is wild to me.
I, you know what I want to do? I want to go look and see what his highest rank is in PPR, because that's where he should have the highest value. Yeah, I'm going to look it up right here.
Yeah, because I'm looking. He, as far as ADP goes, he's actually a bit down.
30.
Someone has him at 30?
30. Really? Low of 80, average of 53. So, and Hamilton was big at Penn State. But
you know what his ADP is? 78 at wideout.
Yeah, I mean, because he gets buried in those systems. I think most rational people aren't going to put him at 30. Let's see. Andy Behrens has him at 45. Let's see. You got any other big names here? Pianowski has him at 49.
Are you on PPR standard?
I'm on PPR. Let me see here. I'm trying to find the – someone has him – Dan Harris of Fantasy Pros has him at 90. I'm trying to find who has him at 30 here, 43 –
remember, there's that little pull down bar that you got to select PPR. Even if you went to PPR and then clicked on his name on Fantasy Pros, there's a little tab at the kind of top or right.
You're right, and I didn't do that.
Say that again.
I said you're right, and I didn't do that. So
I'm pulling
30. Okay, here it is. Why don't you take a guess at who has him at 30?
Raju Byfield.
Raju Byfield.
My God, this.
What is he doing? Now, I tell you what, someone has him at 31. Kyle Kontos from.
Who's that guy?
Double K football. As long as it's not triple K football, I guess it's okay. Here's someone.
Be careful there, Kyle. You got to be careful with all those K's you throw out there, buddy. Maybe pick a different name.
Do you remember when the Diamondbacks tweeted out?
Oh, my God, I do.
And I took a screen. I don't have it anymore. But they tweeted out something that said, hey, it's Throwback Thursday, and people were in like the – or it's Teal Tuesday. And three white dudes in the outfield were holding up a K sign for – you know, for a strikeout, but it said KKK, and I said, maybe rethink this.
I think you were the first person that responded.
First commenter, too. And I said, maybe rethink
that this. That ended up being an article, too. There was an article written up about it. Yeah, I think so. There was this whole article about, like, this, because they had to delete the tweet.
Yeah. No, they deleted it about 30 seconds after I said something.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, poor decision making.
Andrew Ferris has him at 27. For some reason, that's not listed.
Who is that?
He is from Fantasy Hot Read. I'm trying to see if anyone else has him in the top 30 here.
Roger Byfield, man.
Dominic Petriello from Fantasy Hot Read. Apparently they like him at 30.
Can we get Roger Byfield's? I'm at one of his ranks. I'm going to type him in. Roger. How do you spell his name? Oh, he autocorrects.
Wow. B-Y-F-I-E-L-D.
I need to win my fan. I need to know about this guy.
I tried to get him on a long time ago, but
didn't he stiff arm you?
Yeah, he did.
Did he do a big time to you too? Like, oh, I'm really important. Sorry.
No, I don't. I think he just didn't answer the email. So that was just such a long time ago. So
I can't determine what.
I clicked on his name on Fantasy Pros, and it takes me to Win My Fantasy League, but it doesn't say.
Yeah, I'm there too. Like, Raju, I want your ranks. That's all I want. I'm dying for your ranks here.
He's always a high or super low on someone. It's just that's the running joke. If you guys haven't heard us talk about that before, he's constantly the high or low on someone.
These just have to be his ranks. Is this? Oh, that's week 19. What is this? We'll do this on the. I've got to find a way to get his ranks here because. I don't know. I think I might be infatuated with him. I want to know why. Well, these also have been updated since December. So apparently he's been really working hard on the Fantasy Pros ranks and not his website. But I just want to know where it all comes from because it's fascinating to me when you see like Tyrell Williams is like the 12th receiver.
Yeah, I just don't get it, you know, and that's that Deshaun Hamilton is a wide receiver 3 in his eyes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, to be fair, he's getting us talking about him.
Yeah, I guess hot so. But that is just pure hot takes, right? I mean, there's
we feel like it is like what was his you know, do this. You can go when you're on that area, like I'm going to just click on it and it'll show you rankers what they were last year, what their accuracy ranking was. So let's look for Raju Byfield. I'm looking for him. I'm scrolling.
I'm sure he because
the 108th ranker. So he's not.
How many were? Tell me
153. So he's in the bottom third.
Right.
Which I mean.
Anyway, I mean, how is he not last?
Rick Gamble was 144.
It has to be because but Gamble's really good at baseball, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm not. I'm just trying to pick on him. I'm just saying, like, there's some good names that are below there, but
that don't work out, right? Yeah. Dude, trust me. The first year we did this, I probably would have been at the very. Who's at the very bottom?
The very bottom. Let's pick
on
this person.
Who's the top five, and then tell me who's at the very bottom.
Armando Crespo. Remember we talked about him from Eat Sleep Fantasy. He was the worst ranker last year.
Oh God, that's gotta hurt.
That does hurt.
I'm sorry.
I know. I mean, we've tried, but Fantasy Pros, we've talked about this before. Fantasy Pros, this was like 5 years ago. They literally like were like, oh, you need to do this minor. They wanted us to play this thing that had nothing to do with it and be like, yeah, we'll just see how you are. And then we'll like, you know, then maybe we'll add you the next year. And I was like, are you kidding me, dude? Like, we're good. We're good. Like, even at the time, I think we were doing stuff with like Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And it was like, so wait, you need to put us in the minor league system? But these other guys get to go in there. We're solid.
Raju Byfield's in the pros, but we're at double A.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We'll
it's fine.
We'll hang out. We're good. We don't need to be doing any of this. You guys do your thing, and we haven't cared since. But yeah, number one, by the way, or number three was our boy Chris Meaney.
That's right.
Last year, I remember who was. Joe Dolan. Joe Dolan was the number one ranker last year. So congratulations to him. When we come back, you know, I know we want to talk baseball, but I want to get to that article that we had with football. What was it? What was the one I liked?
The overrated guys, wasn't it? Or high risk.
That's what we're going to do when we come back. So hour three, it's popping. Don't go anywhere.